Hi, Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Don Frieden, who is the president and CEO of P97. Don, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Karen. Glad to have a call with you.
So for those listening, P97 is an interesting technology company that's created a mobile commerce solution for retail fuel, convenience and convenience stores. And what's interesting and what's prompted our conversation today are three announcements that came almost within rapid fire of each other. Relationship with MasterCard to innovate mobile payments at gas stations and convenience stores, then with SAP as part of their vehicles network to enable the car essentially to become a mobile platform for enabling commerce again at gas stations and convenience stores, and then finally with Chase to do the same thing within the Chase Pay app that is going to be launched in 2016. So Don, you guys have been obviously very busy. Before we get into the specifics of what each of these are doing, what's the common thread across all of them?
Yeah, I think, Karen, that the common thread is really the contribution, or really the reduction of friction across payments. So it's the ability for mobile payments to now transform the whole consumer experience, from anything from the loyalty aspects of that experience to a frictionless payment, almost to the point that the payment it becomes invisible.
Well, I think we all like to think that that is the way payments will be done. We all use the Uber experience as the benchmark for that. Do you think that making mobile payments invisible when it comes to the purchase of gas is of more value than perhaps in other use cases where mobile commerce is really trying to become relevant?
I think that mobile payments and fueling is important from several different aspects. The first aspect is almost everybody purchases fuel every single week for their automobile, to the tune of 40 million transactions per day just in the U.S. alone. So it's around 15% of discretionary household spend. So number one, it's a huge market. It's a very meaningful market. I think the second aspect is fueling is an emotional purchase. I mean, there's no other industry that actually posts their price for their product out at the corner. And so therefore, as little as 4 cents per gallon can influence the consumer's buying decision, either for payment type and or location that they visit. So it's a highly emotional purchase. And then thirdly, we have more fraud at outdoor payment terminals than anywhere else in the payment chain. And so as I look at the fraud in outdoor payment terminals, you know, one of the things that mobile commerce will be able to transform is by using, you know, multi-factor authentication at leveraging token services in the cloud. You know, allows us to almost eliminate fraud, you know, for sure within the mobile payment space. But as we take payments off of outdoor payment terminals with mobile, then you're going to just reduce fraud all the way across the industry.
So EMV is really driving a lot of change at the point of sale in retail in the U.S. And I know that within fueling, there's a bit of an extension. The liability shift isn't something that those operators have to worry about for another couple of years. But obviously, retrofitting gas pumps is very expensive. Is this something that you think will be rapidly adopted by gas station owners because it has the benefit of avoiding that cost, but also enabling other things as part of a mobile app that a consumer might want to take advantage of?
Yeah, I don't think that mobile will totally eliminate the need for EMV at outdoor payment terminals, but I think it gives marketers a really interesting option, an option to the point that they potentially, you know, similar to what we did in the old days with full service lanes versus self-serve lanes, because it's so expensive to upgrade these dispensers, almost to the tune of somewhere around $4,000 per payment side on a dispenser, or say $30,000 to $40,000 per location on average, mobile is going to provide an option to a marketer to allow consumers faster service in a mobile pay lane, versus the lanes that they have that they will ultimately upgrade to EMV. They do need to support all customers, I believe. So I think they will in fact upgrade some of their equipment to support payment cards at outdoor payment terminal or at the dispenser. But I think that this is going to provide an opportunity for have mobile lanes. I think it will also allow marketers to offer additional discounts for consumers that will use the mobile, because they don't, in fact, have to make the huge investment to upgrade their equipment.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that as a strategy, but to your point, gas is one of the few purchases that the pricing is very transparent and very visible. You drive down the road and see it almost whether you want to or not, and you can imagine having another section added to the signage which provides a mobile gas price. I hadn't thought about that. So what is the experience with each of the instances now that you have announced? I know SAP has a bit of a different, potentially, experience for the consumer, but what is it that someone with this capability will be able to do?
Okay, with mobile and or the SAP scenario, which will be the connected car or the in-app scenario, so it's effectively still a mobile purchase, but it's going to be from the app in the car. The primary difference is today we get out and we typically will swipe a loyalty card if we want to take advantage of the benefits provided by that brand, and then we follow that with a payment card, and then we answer a few prompts on the dispenser and we pump fuel. So as we move to mobile payments, I think what people are going to find is a much more secure environment, and secure not only from a tokenized payment secure, but from a secure from a consumer perspective. So especially with elements outside, you know, cold or hot weather, having to make a decision around, you know, am I going to take my payment card out of my wallet before I get out of the car? Am I going to leave my wallet in the car, or am I going to take that out to the pump with me? Basically, mobile eliminates all those decisions. They can simply, from inside the car, the consumer can select by gas, geolocation services, identifies the location, and within 3 seconds, we can arm the pump, or have the pump enabled to start pumping fuel. So literally as fast as the consumer can get out of their car, select the fuel grade, and, you know, insert the nozzle, they're going to be pumping fuel. So it's about a 40 to 50% faster experience than the way we do it just swiping a traditional card, not to mention it eliminates some of these decisions of how do I protect, you know, my purse or my wallet or the things in my car, because you just simply will have already activated the pump. You don't even have to bring those items out of the car. You could just hop out, lock it, and then pump fuel.
So how does it work then when the consumer goes into the convenience store? Is that a separate transaction?
Today, that is a separate transaction. So the consumer will go into the store, they'll select their items, they'll be scanned at the register. And in most cases, and this will be a decision by the merchant, but most cases will display a QR code on the phone. So the last scan will be scanning the QR code on the phone, and then the consumer will be able to walk out of the store. So it will be a faster purchase experience. And again, all they'll be required is to carry their phone inside the store. Again, they can still leave their personal belongings locked in the car and then go in just with their phone to make the purchase.
So what kind of integrations have you had to do in order to make this possible? Obviously, you had to look at the ecosystem and make some decisions about which brands, which locations. Give us a sense of how widely spread this will be in 2016.
Sure. So integrations, there have been quite a few integrations that we've built out. So I guess first and foremost is we had to integrate into the point of sale and the fueling site systems, as well as even if they have a car wash, we had to integrate into the car wash systems as well, because you want to have a ubiquitous experience to purchase anything inside the store, pay at the pump, or even buy your car wash over your phone. So that was at the what we call site level integration. The second area that we had to integrate into is the payment network. And some of the announcements that came out last week are now alluding to some of those different payment network options that we're going to be able to provide for the consumers on the phone. So working with MasterCard and integration into a network-based token service, so the transaction can be authorized at the site level, run the existing rails and be authorized by the payment network. So that was one. Another area, as we look at the above site authorizations, which include above site token service. And so we've built out those capabilities. And then third is really loyalty hosts and digital offers. So the mobile platform needs to support all the existing programs that are offered by either the oil company brand or offered by the merchant, because we don't want to take any capabilities away from consumers. So we leveraged industry standards-based interfaces to connect to loyalty hosts that are most predominant in the industry. And then also with digital offers, we're leveraging not only the consumer packaged goods capabilities to generate offers, but we can also leverage settlement for those offers over the existing rails that oil companies settle down to their merchants. So there are quite a few different components and integrations to be able to offer this complete package. And of course, most recently then is yet another, which is the Connected Car Initiative. So as we integrate to SAP for the Connected Car, we can facilitate the payment from the cloud. We can facilitate the connectivity to the site. And then SAP connects the consumers with the merchants as part of their broader marketplace offering.
So when can we expect to use this particular mobile capability to buy our fuel?
Okay, so we're actually already in the market. We've got sites running in Salt Lake City. We've got sites in the Boston metropolitan area. We have sites running in Texas, and we have sites in Idaho. So the oil companies are beginning now to start rolling these out. They're typically going to launch by major metropolitan areas and cities. So most of the work that we've been doing is in test phase with friends and family type markets. But I think by Q1, so we're just talking a few months away, we'll be providing some announcements of some much larger major metropolitan launches for mobile payments.
Well, this is really an exciting development, and since you mentioned Boston, we'll certainly be on the lookout for that as the winter weather comes upon us, which will be very soon, I unfortunately have to say. Hopefully this will make life easier at the pump, so I won't have to stand outside and fumble around with my payment card while I'm getting my gas.
Sure, and maybe you guys go a step farther and go in stores and get a warm cup of coffee so you can enjoy that as well.
That's great, Don. Well, listen, thanks very much for your time today. It was great to get the background on what you're doing and how you've done it. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.